This is Talent Talks Radio Show, aiming to break down language barriers. This time we have guest Andreas Kubelbeck. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you work in Kuopio. Medicro, it's the company manufactures and markets medical system for pulmonary diagnostics and monitoring, headquartered here in Kuopio.
Yes.
First, Andreas, can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Yes, I'm originally from Germany, to be more precise, from Bavaria. So that's like the southern part of Germany. I always like to think that Bavaria and the Savo region have many similarities in terms of having their own special dialect and maybe being looked down upon a little bit by the rest of the country based on that dialect and attitude as well. So it's like, I think in Bavaria also the people are, they can seem a little bit close-minded, like the Savo people can when you first come here, and you need some time to break the ice to get to know them. So there's quite some similarities, I think, based on that. And of course, coming from Bavaria, I was vaguely familiar with winters also, which was a benefit. So I, of course, we had snow and everything, but not nearly in the sort of like time span that it happens here in Kuopio. I mean, last year, for example, was unbelievable with the 2 weeks of minus 40 that we had here. You don't have that in Bavaria. I mean, if it's minus 10 for a day or two, that's like considered like extreme cold in Bavaria. But yeah, I grew up in Bavaria in a mountainous area. Like everything in Bavaria is basically mountainous, almost everything. And quite close to the border of Austria and border of Czech Republic, about 50, 70 kilometers to each country. And born in 1980, so grew up in the 90s and early 2000s. Interesting time, of course. I think the best time, like if you ask me. And and then I came to Finland first time in 2005 to Helsinki, watch a concert of a nice Finnish band, Poets of the Fall. I don't know if you're familiar with them.
It's Miller.
Yeah, yeah. And then before I came actually to Finland that time, I already met my now wife online and the board and the forum of this Poets of the Fall band. And I think that that time they had the first album just came out, I think early 2005 or end of 2004, I believe. And basically there was this group of international people that conglomerated on this Finnish website of this Finnish band that no one really knew. They were famous, I think, mostly in Finland for a couple songs that got radio airplay, maybe Lift and Late Goodbye or something like that. And then internationally they had this in this Max Payne computer game, they had the song in the end credits, and that's how I got to know them and how I came to the forum and the board. And we had an international group, and we decided there was this free concert in Helsinki in May of 2005, and we decided that we're going to have an international forums meeting there. And basically turned out there were three German guys and the rest were Finnish people. But somewhat international, I guess you can say. It was fun to meet a lot of like-minded people. And then that was supposed to be the first time that I met my wife. But actually, I came over, I think, a week before that and met her here in Kuopio. So, yeah.
So it's the five high. Did you end it working in Kuopio, or how do you end it here?
Yeah, basically, you know, I got to know her, met her. I was in the army at the time, signed on for 8 years in the German army. And you have this opportunity for civil reintegration, because they know when you're in the army in Germany for 8 years, you're basically unusable for anything in the real life, in the outside world. So they have this reintegration thing, so that 1.5 years during your active work time, you can go and study something or learn a job or something like that. And they still pay you 1.5 years after your active time, up to 90% of your previous salary, which was, of course, a godsend. So I applied here in the Savonia, Amatya Korkea Kolosa, to do the Bachelor Business Administration in International Business English degree program, which is probably also why my Finnish is not that good still. And I basically started studying in 2007. I moved over here then and started my studies at the Savonia.
So you work now in Medicro, product manager.
Yes.
And before you work in Germany in
yes.
army.
Yes.
What are some biggest differences you've noticed between working in Finland and Germany.
Yeah, I think, you know, before I started to work in the army, I did an apprenticeship. So I was working for 3 years to learn to be a management assistant in wholesale and foreign trade. We have a lot of apprenticeships in Germany. That's I think it used to be, at least at that time, so that you didn't like go and did your BBA or anything like that. But first you did a job and then you went on and did your BBA afterwards to build on top of that. And I think the biggest differences would be that the power distance in Finland is so low that like your boss is always directly approachable and you're basically on a first name basis immediately, even in the first meeting when you meet people, everything is first name basis. Like also between us, like it's Ansi, Andreas, and in Germany, everything is last name. It's not as bad as in, and I put bad in parentheses, as in Austria, where you always have the title still in front of it also. Like very important. If you're a diploma engineer or something like that in Austria, you always got to add that to the name as well when you address someone. But here in Finland, like it's really like low power distance. Also already during the studies with how approachable the teachers were, that is, I was almost in shock. That was a bit of a culture shock for me, because in Germany it's like you have a huge distance in between and it's always like you're always like sir and miss and all that kind of stuff, of course Herr and Frau, but here in Finland your first name basis with the teachers and everything, and that was really a surprise to me. I wasn't familiar with that at all. But and then I think besides the low power distance, what I have appreciated is that the people here in Finland, they get straight to it. They don't talk around an issue, but they get straight to the point. And I appreciate that. I mean, we do that kind of like in Germany as well. But I think in Finland it's like really blunt. So I mean, if you're not I think coming from Germany it was easy to adapt. I think if you maybe come from a more a southern country or something like that, it might be more difficult to this directness here, but I appreciated it a lot.
Anders Kubelbeck, what do you enjoy most about living and working in Kuopio?
I enjoy the nature. That was when I first came to Finland, and when I got when I stepped out of the plane in Helsinki and then out of the airport and I looked at the sky, I was immediately like, I was totally taken like by it seemed so different from Bavaria. And we are priding ourselves in Bavaria in the nature and everything in the skies, and it's even in our hymn that you know, the blue skies and the white clouds and stuff like that. But in Finland it was just the clouds were whiter, the sky was bluer, clearer. The trees were greener. Like, I mean, it sounds stupid, but it is so. I really felt like, wow, this is amazing. And then to have the opportunity to live amongst all of that wonderful nature, fantastic. And then, of course, being with my wife, that was another added benefit to it. And I really enjoy like the environment and everything and how the people are. And it's you know, and I wouldn't mind if the winter would be a little bit shorter, you know, to be honest. You know, I think 3 months would be enough. It doesn't always have to be like 5. Well, this year, you know, we're doing a little bit better, maybe. Like
much after. Darker.
It is, yeah. But that was also a little bit of a surprise that in summer it didn't get dark at all, basically. But surprisingly enough, I mean, I adapted like fairly well to that. Mm.
You told little before that you adapt very well to Finland because you're from Bavarian Germany. Yeah, yeah. It's like a northern Savo in Germany.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
but are there any challenges you have faced while adapting to Finnish working environment?
Yeah, the language is a big problem for me. Like I did study during the studies, I had of course Finnish course in the Savonia, and then I also did some master degree studies, so I had another couple of Finnish courses. Not without much success for me personally. It's just like really I don't know why I have such a tough time with the Finnish language. English came relatively natural to me for some reason. But with the Finnish, I'm struggling. But I'm pretty good at cursing in Finnish, and you know that some I understand some more of the naughtier things. Not that it helps me. And then of course, based on where I'm working at, there are some there's some terminology like Wirtausanturi and stuff like that. When are you going to use that in a normal conversation in everyday life? It's going to be tough. But I, of course, I know these things as well, you know, and then numbers are fine. And most of the time I can guess when someone is asking something, but really the language, I think that is for me. I know if I would invest a little bit more time into it, I would have even a better time here, you know, communicating. But on the other hand, you Finnish people, it's unbelievable that you speak English like almost everyone. And if you encounter someone that doesn't speak English, they speak German. I have had that many times, like especially the older people, you know, they're not so comfortable with the English. And I remember an older lady once asked me something while I was on the train from Helsinki to Kuopio. And I was like, oh, I'm Anteeksi, minä en puhu suomea. And then she's like, okay, where are you from? Minkä maalainen, and so on. And I'm like, yeah, I'm from Germany. And then she talks to me in German, like in almost perfect. Oh, yeah, you know, back in the day, I had 4 years of German. Oh, I'm not so good at it anymore. But anyway, so yeah, like that's, I got to get better at that. But it's tough because when people realize that you're not so fluent, in the Finnish, they try to help you, and they very easily switch over to English, and it makes it, you know, it's not so easy to learn it, but it's mostly on me. Yeah.
You speak very good English. Yeah. How about in Germany? Is there school you learn English?
Yeah, I did, but not to that level that I'm speaking it now. I think that developed mostly while I was studying at the Savonia. I mean, I had the basics down, but then during the studies, I had excellent English teacher there. And she didn't just teach English, but she was like really, really good. And she spoke like, you wouldn't even have noticed that she's Finnish based on how she spoke English. She had this kind of like British accent on it. Fantastic. Like she was so good and learning all of these, like, you know, how you speak it, like really and so on. And how to, you know, do those small things. So it sounds fluid. So yeah, that was really a big help for me.
And it's, Kubelbeck, you work a product manager at Medicro.
Yes.
How do you think your international experience has benefited your role at Medicro?
It started off like with me, I said, during my internship, during my studies at Savonia at Medicro, basically, that started in 2009. I did 800 hours there as working as a country coordinator for the German-speaking markets like Germany, Austria, Switzerland. And Medicro had a big had their own actually subsidiary in Germany at the time that they were shutting down, and they were going back to distributor-led sales, and so I was utilized for that. And of course, there my language was extremely helpful, and also I think my previous knowledge on the market, of course, knowing the. I think when you're in international business, it is all about getting the mindset of the people, and if you are. You know, if you want to be successful in Spain, I think it is probably the best to hire a Spanish person to be successful. And likewise, you know, with many other places. I mean, does it necessarily always have to be so? No. But it makes things easier if you know the culture, if you all of these small things that come in the conversations that, you know, you may not notice if you're not a native, you know, that's the body language, all these kind of things. How to approach someone and so on. I think that helped a lot there, my background for that in the early days. And I was working until 2.5 years ago in sales for Medicro. So I was then basically a sales manager, and I was also doing other markets, Estonia, Iceland, Sweden, Norway, Denmark, India, Czech Republic, all around the world, basically. I was taking care of these markets, and of course always Germany as well. And building relationships, I think that's what it's all about in business. You build relationships, personal relationships, and that's, at least for us, that was our main tool of basically establishing Medicro in these places, is to build a relationship, get to know the people that are selling our products, maybe even so much as to get friends with them, so that we really like embedded in what they're thinking, mind share, you know, so that we have that. And now in product management, I think I'm using my sales experience to bring that into that more administrative or more background of what we're doing in the company. I enjoy that very, very much. I'm not a natural sales guy. I know I talk a lot, and it seems like I'm just like it's easy for me. But it's like I prefer being in the background, and I prefer like being involved in the, because I like to know everything that is going on. So being a product manager is great because I know everything that's going on, and I have my hands on many, many things, and I know what's happening even if I'm not directly involved, and I enjoy that very much. So that's really, really nice to be there in that position now. Great, great.
Last question, Andres.
Yes.
What advice would you give to someone considering moving to Finland for work?
I would say, you know, this seems like really stupid since my Finnish is so bad, but I would say try to learn the language. I think that is because it helps you not only in business, but it does help you in business, even if Finnish might not be required. But it makes things so much easier, and people, I think, are more eager to open up to you if they know that you do an effort to learn the language. And then I think, you know, don't be afraid if you don't get any feedback, like you know, emotional feedback. Like if you're driving on this like emotionality and body language and all that kind of stuff, that's a little bit more scarce in Finland. So I think you have to adapt to that. And I think it's like maybe also that lots of praise is freely given and stuff like that. I think in Finland you are praised if no one is complaining. You know, if no one is saying, hey, that didn't go well, then actually it means you did a very, very good job. And that's, you know, it requires some adjustment. But I think that would probably be the main thing. Language. And then, you know, don't expect everything to be exactly like you know it. And don't expect people to adapt to your culture, but try to adapt to their culture. I think that's very important these days. Something that is overlooked very often, because intercultural communication and all that is very, very important. And also, like, when you study something these days, it is very important, and it's Hofstede, whoever's principles are taught there. But I think practically you gotta understand them, you gotta see them, you gotta know how to deal with them. But I think if you are in a foreign country, you try to adapt as well as you can to what's going on there.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Sharing experience with us, Andres. It was great having you on the show.
Thank you so much, Anssi. Appreciate it.